normal base, above on base, excuse me. So we have just now finished bringing a proof that Hateva Hametiv is indeed the Rabbanon. And the proof is because it does not begin, it begins with a Baruch. And why does it begin with a Baruch? Surely it should be a Bracha Hasmucha Lechaverta. And the answer is no, it's not considered in any way to be connected to the previous Bracha, because the previous Bracha is the Raisa. This Bracha must therefore be a Drabon. Says the Gemara at the end of the third line, Va'omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Teda, another proof, this is now the third Raya. Da'atoi v'hametiv lav de'iraisa. If you remember, the first proof was because poyalim, workers were in a rush, they drop the bracha of atoi v'hametiv, so that must prove that it's not de'iraisa, otherwise you couldn't possibly just miss it out. The second proof was, as we've just said, because it's not, it does not, it begins with a baruch and clearly is not considered, therefore, to be a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. And now, says the Gemara, here comes a third proof. Teida, shatoiva meitiv, says the Gemara, is lav deiraisa, shaharei oikrin oisa bebeis ha'ovel. Because it is uprooted, it is not mentioned in the house of the mourner. What does that mean, it's not mentioned in the house of the mourner? So we have a discussion, the Gemara explains, Kedatanya. Because we have a Braisa. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rashi immediately points out, Shahari Oikrim Oysel Beisa Ovel, Aliba de Rebbe Kiva. It's a machloikus. So this proof is not necessarily unanimous, but at least it is going to fit with the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. So now let's see the Braisa, and we'll see Rebbe Kiva's opinion mentioned. Says the Braisa, Kedatanya, Ma Heim Oimrim the base ha'ovel. What do they say with regard to benching in the base of the oval? What do they say in the house of the oval? First opinion is, we don't know who this is, Boruch Hatoiv V'Hametiv. So the first opinion, and this is clearly, therefore, not the opinion that we're bringing a proof from, but the first opinion says that in the base ha'ovel, they do say Hatoiv V'Hametiv. However, the second opinion is that of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Boruch Dayin Ho'emes. But you do not say Hatoiv V'Hametiv. Presumably, the reason is because Hatoiv V'Hametiv is, of course, a bracha that talks about all the tremendous chasodim and the goodness that Hashem has. And that's inappropriate to mention in the house of the mourner. He doesn't necessarily feel that Toiv, and rather he has to make a bracha of Dayin Ho'emes. But Akol Ponim, you see, that according to Rebbe Kiva, in the house of the mourner, they do not make mention, they do not say the bracha of Hatoiv V'Hametiv. How can they miss it out? How on earth can they miss it out? So this, therefore, must be, once again, a proof that Hatoiv V'Hametiv is not deiraisa. Because were Hatoiv V'Hametiv to be a deiraisa, then obviously it couldn't just be cut out of benching. So it's a very similar proof, therefore, to the first proof. The first proof was not with regard to the Beis HaOvel, rather to the Poyalim, the workers. Workers who are in a rush also have special dispensation to cut short their benching, and they miss out Hatoiv V'Hametiv. So here we have another case where Hatoiv V'Hametiv is missed out, at least according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. And that is the Beis HaOvel. The Beis HaOvel do not say Hatoiv V'Hametiv, and therefore it must be proved that Hatoiv V'Hametiv is not a deiraisa. Now, the Gemara, just for a moment, examines the first opinion again. Because according to the first opinion, what do the first opinion say? The first opinion says, in benching, you say Hatoiv V'Hametiv. What does that mean? Well, that's the only bracha that you say. Says the Gemara, Hatoiv V'Hametiv in Dayin Ho'emes Loi. Does he mean to suggest, according to the first opinion, that you don't say Dayin Ho'emes? Says the Gemara, no. Ema elo ema af hateva hametiv. Not only hateva hametiv, also hateva hametiv. Meaning, all opinions agree that you definitely say the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes. There's no question about that. The question is only whether you have to add another bracha of Ateva Amitiv. So according to opinion number one, yes, you do. According to opinion number two, no, you don't. You miss it out. How on earth can you miss it out? There it is. It must be that Ateva Amitiv is not Deiraisa. So that is really the end of this sugya. So we've had three proofs, and that clearly seems to be the way we paskin. Ateva Amitiv is therefore only a bracha de Rabbono. Now, says the Gemara, Mar Zutra Ikla LeBeirav Ashi. Mar Zutra went to visit Beirav Ashi, went to the house of Rav Ashi. Isra Bey Milsa. So Isra Bey Milsa, let's translate literally and then try and understand what it means. Isra is from the word Ra. Milsa is the matter. He had a bad matter. Something bad happened to him. Which is obviously metaphoric for... Did it just freeze for a second again?
No.
Is my internet... Yeah. It's okay? Okay, because you guys froze. Isra be Milsa, literally translated, a bad event happened. So this is clearly a reference to the fact that Rav Ashi was sitting Shiva, rather than actually spelling out the words of Rav Ashi sitting Shiva. It says, Isra Bey Milsa. Isra Bey Milsa, a bad event happened. So Mar Zutra is going to visit Rav Ashi. Posach Ubarich Hatoiv Vahameitiv. So he made a bracha, but he made a very lengthy bracha. And look what he said. He began saying, Baruch Hatoiv Vahameitiv. Kael Emes, Dayon Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute God and the absolute judge. Shofet Betzedek, who judges in righteousness. Lekeach B'mishpat, and he takes in din by law. V'shalit Bo'ilomoi, and he rules over his word. La'aseis Bo'i Kiritzoinoi, to do as his will. Kichol derachav mishpat, because all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are just and are lawful. Shahakoil shaloi, because everything belongs to him. Va'anachnu amoi, and we are his nation. Va'avodov, and his slaves. U'bachoil, and in all situations, anachnu chayovim lohoido isloi. We have to thank him, u'levorachoi, and to bless him, Goyder Pirtza Protzeis B'Yisrael, the one who breaches, the one who heals, or fences breaches in Yisrael, meaning he heals people who are in pain. Hu Yigdor Es HaPirtza HaZeis B'Yisrael. So to this breach, meaning this tragedy which has befallen, Rav Ashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu should seal it up, in other words, should send him a Nechama. And it ended up by saying, L'chaim. By the way, important to note, that in the middle of that bracha, it said, U'b'choil anachnu chayovim lohido isloi. And in all situations, we are obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some translate that this is what it means in davening every day. We say this every single day of our lives, at least three times. At the end of the Shmoneh Esra and the Bracha of Hoidoya, V'choil Hachayim Yoiducha Selo. What does that mean, V'choil Hachayim Yoiducha Selo? And all of Chayim. So some translate it to mean, V'choil Hachayim, meaning all of humanity. All of humanity, Yoiducha Selo, or maybe even more, all live beings. Because after all, even animals, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to that translation, V'choy L'chaim is referring to those who thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But others translate differently. V'choy L'chaim, in every situation of life, Yoiducha Selo, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. It's not referring to those who thank, but rather the situations that we find ourselves in for which we have to thank, which is V'chol Bilachat. And that is very similar to what this Gemara is saying. U'b'chol anachnu chayavim l'hoida isloi. In all situations, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you look at Tosfos, look at the third Tosfos on the page, Dibar Maschil Mar Zutra. This Tosfos is slightly misplaced. It should really precede the Tosfos that goes before it. Says Tosfos, Mar Zutra, Ikhla lebei Rav Ashi, Isra bei Maza. Says Tosfos, v'kavose kaima lam. And this is the way that we hold. This is the halacha, i.e., v'hochi mevarchina. And indeed, this is the bracha that one makes when one benches in the house of the Ovel. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, okel hatov ha'meitiv. Kael emes, dayon emes, shofet betzedek, v'lekeach b'mishpat, v'shalev b'maisov, v'anachnu v'avodo, v'amoy v'chala anachnu, chayovim lohoides lo'y u'levorchoy, goyder protzos b'Yisrael, hu yigdor pirtzos zois. Now all of that is the lashon of the Gemara, but Tosfos has an addition over here. What's Tosfos' addition? Now, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Goyda Apirza, which we said removes the pain, you add Me Oleinu from us, meaning the Avelim, Ume Al Ha'Ovel Shebaisecheinu, sorry, those who are accompanying the Ovel, and from the Avelim, all pain should be removed from everybody, L'chaim U'L'Shalim. And then you go on to say, Arachem Oniyim Lecholeinu La'ilam Voed, which means the entire bracha of Ateva Ametiv has really been revamped and has been changed, therefore, according to the situation of the Ovel. And that's why you're talking about repairing the breach and bringing Simcha, etc., etc. Then you say, Arachem Oniyim Lech Le'olam Voed, which, of course, always follows the Brach Vateva Meitiv. Now, here comes a highly, highly sensitive hashkafic point, which I don't want to launch into in depth. I'm not sure if I'm qualified to launch into depth. I just want to, either way, learn the Tosfos till the end. Upirish bahag de'ein loimar b'mishpat. The bahag says you should miss out the word b'mishpat. Tosfos just brought a nusach in which it says v'lekeach b'mishpat. He takes, what does it mean he takes? What does he take? It means he takes life. When somebody passes away, then you should know it is b'mishpat. Says the Bahag, you should delete the word b'mishpat. Why should you delete the word b'mishpat? Says Tosfos in the name of the Bahag, de'eloima b'mishpat, miss that out, the kaimalon, because we hold the perek b'meh behima yotze, which is in Shabbos, the yesh misa b'loichet. There can exist the concept of somebody dying b'loichet, not having sinned. The yesh yisurim, and there could be afflictions, if not death, b'loichet, again, without sin. So what is the Bahag saying? The Bahag saying a very, 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 very delicate point over here. If the Gemara tells us that somebody could die even though he has not sinned, and if the Gemara tells us that somebody could be subjected to afflictions and pain even if he has not sinned, then how can we say that it's mishpat? What does mishpat mean? Mishpat means by absolute strict letter of the law. So if it would be that a person could only ever die if he'd sinned, then you could say it's mishpat. Every person who dies, by definition, he must have sinned, and therefore it's mishpat. But because we don't hold that way, and we hold that a person can die even. Even so, how can we possibly say a bracha upon somebody's demise? How can we possibly say it's the mishpat? Is my internet working? I just flashed up on my screen.
It froze again.
Yes.
You went out for just a second or two, but.
Yeah, because I just flashed up on my screen and it says your internet connection is unstable. Okay, but we will look at this in the session. And Tosis concludes, Umihu Bekach Ein Lemoichkoi. Tosis says, no, I disagree. That's not a reason to delete the word B'mishpat. We must tread very, 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 very carefully over here. What's going on? It almost sounds like, and this can't be obviously, it almost sounds like there's a discussion whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world fairly or not. The person can die b'loy chet. Well, how can you say b'mishpat? Says the Bahag. And Tosfos says, no, don't delete it. Do say the word b'mishpat. So what's the discussion? So again, like I said, I don't want to launch into the whole hashkafics of this. Of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Oyed, Tzedakah, or Mishpat. Everything that's done in this world, whether we do understand, whether we don't understand, whether it seems to be Toiv or not, everything is L'tav Ovid, everything is the Mishpat, and this discussion between Tosfos and the Bahag would have to leave for another day. Okay, back into the Gemara. By the way, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if anybody has a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, have a look in the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. Kuf Pei Tes.
Yes.
Nope. I think it's well worth learning Kuf Pei Tes. It discusses the fourth bracha of benching, Ativ Amitiv, which we have just finished learning. And if we say this bracha on a regular basis, then at least we should understand exactly what we're saying. Kuf Pei Tes says a Shulchan Aruch, Nusach Bracha Revius, the Nusach of the fourth bracha V'dinah. Bracha Revius, Loi Yoimar Tisborich. You don't say the word Tisborich, you've already begun the bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah explains with the word Boruch. V'loi Yoimar Bo Hachai. What does it mean you don't say Hachai? The Mishnah Berurah explains that in some versions, they did have that text. That's not the correct text. Ki im bebeis ha'avel, except in the house of the mourner, which we'll explain in a moment in Sif Beis. Now, under ordinary circumstances, what is the text, the nusach of this fourth bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, va'oimar bo shloisha malchios. What does that mean, shloisha malchios? As we know, in the bracha of Hatova Hametiv, we do make mention of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king three times. Royenu, Royei Yisrael, HaMelech, Hatov VaHametiv Lakol. We will see this in a moment. What exactly this is referring to, we'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hakel avinu, malkeinu, etc., etc. Hamelech hatoiv, etc., etc. So you're clearly saying, Hamelech hatoiv, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Gimel hatovois. You also make mention of Gimel hatovois. What is that? Hatovois is the Lashon of goodness. Hu heitiv lanu, hu meitiv lanu, hu yeitiv lanu. Past, present, and future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done good, is doing good, and will do good. And then you say, v'gimul gemulais. You say, hu gemalanu, hu gemleinu, v'hu yigmalenu. So Shulchan Aruch is clearly telling you that there are various parts to this bracha. The fact that you mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, you mention the toiv and the gemul. The gemul is a reward or a goodness, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now, who gives us a history lesson. Look in Sif Katan Dalet. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Katan Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Tam Kolzer. Mishnah Berurah says, I'll now tell you the reason behind all of this. Tam Kolzer with the Birkas Hatev Hamitiv, Einoi Min HaTorah. Is not min haTorah as we saw in our Gemara. Ela, shechachamim tiknuha, it's a rabbinic enactment al haruge beita, shenitnu lekvura, who are allowed to be buried. Va'omru, when they said, hatoiv, there is a goodness over here, and that is, shaloi hisrichu, that their bodies did not decompose, v'hameitiv, shenitnu lekvura. And that's what it means when we say in the bracha, we say, HaMelech HaToiv HaMeitiv LaKol. Toiv is the fact that the bodies did not decompose, even though it was a long while since they had passed away. And the Meitiv is the fact that they were allowed to be buried. The Kavuha LeBirkas HaMazon. So why did they attach this to Birkas HaMazon? Mipnei Shekula. Because all of it contains thanks and praise al hatova shehitivi monod on the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for us, the gamzu min hatovos, and this is one of the great chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. The samchu lebirkas b'nei Yerushalayim. Why is it juxtaposed to the bracha of b'nei Yerushalayim? Because when Beta, which was a huge city, became destroyed, Nigda'a Keren Yisrael. The Keren of Yisrael basically was chopped down, and that race really was the end of Klal Yisrael. Ve'eino asido lachzor, and it will never properly be restored, ad sheyavei ben David, until Mashiach comes. So that's the connection. Why are we so desperate for Yerushalayim? Because of what happened in Beta. Beta was really, as it were, the final nail in the coffin when it came to the Golos, the last great stronghold and city in Klal Yisrael. And when that was destroyed, well, with it went the Keren HaTorah, the Keren of Yisrael. And because we have already completed Brachai Shehem in HaTorah, you'll see exactly where this is coming from. Because we have completed the
Oops. Yeah.
So this is not a bracha smuch lechaverito. The Mishnah Berurah is obviously quoting the Gemara. The first bracha is a deraisa. This is drabonon. Olahachi poisachas bebaruch, and that's why it begins with a baruch, which obviously comes directly out of our Gemara. Miss out the parenthesis. V'tiknu ba gimel malchiyos mipnei shekva tiknu lahazkir malchus beis David b'bayin Yerushalayim. They have already instituted that you're supposed to say and make mention of the malchus of beis David in Yerushalayim. V'kiven shemazkirin malchus beis David. Once you talk about the malchus of beis David, then really you should make mention immediately of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus as well. It's not covered to mention literally in the same sentence David HaMelech's Malchus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Malchus of the Shomaya and Malchus of Bas of Adam can't go in the same sentence. Therefore they made up for it. So once they said you should mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that corresponds to the Bracha of Rachim, Tiknu la'azkir oy pa'am Malchus k'neged Birkas Ha'oretz, Shaloi hizkir boi Malchus, V'kiven sh'oimer bo gimel Malchus, oimer bo gamkein gimel ha'tovois, the main body of this bracha is the hatava, the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us, and you mentioned that three times. Tagmulois, like from the word gemilus chasodim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Says the Mishabura, ad kan l'shene of the Levush. All of this is a quote of the Levush. Now, if you go immediately to Sif Beis, in Sif Beis, that's the second half of our Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bebeis ha'ovel oimer baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam ukelavinu makinu bayrein galin kedushinu kedush Yaakov amelech hachai hatoy va'meitiv keil emes dayon emes etc etc etc." What does that mean? Etc etc etc. How are you supposed to know the rest of the nusach? So they add in brackets va'ayin b'yoyredeya siman shinayin tes. If you look in Yeridaya, you'll see that it's all mentioned over there. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkotin Zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefi zeh, Ein oimer bebeis ha'ovel gimel hatoveis v'gimel gmulais. So therefore you will not say, you'll not say Gomlanu, Gamlenu, etc., etc. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. All of that is indeed missed out in the Beis Ha'ovel. However, V'ayin Bebach U'Beshach She'ein Soivrim Kein, they do not hold that way. So we have a big machloikas. I just want to get out my Sefer a second. This is in Shin Ayin Tes. Give me a second. We seem to have a big machlokes about what is actually the nusach of the fourth bracha. Do we say or do we not say the hatovos and the gemulos? The Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions and does not bring a final ruling on the subject. Yes, yeah, so I have a sefer in front of me which discusses all halachas and avilas. And you can see it, I'm holding it up. It's called Divrei Seferim, and it is a pirush on the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings one opinion that indeed says you do not say the Gimel HaToveis, then he brings the Shach and the Bach. And it would seem to me that is the Minhag. Shach and the Bach. Yeah, so it seems to be that the minhag is that one does say the Gimel HaTovos and the Gimel Gemulos. Okay, so we'll hold it over here. Let's just look back into the Gemara. That was the Bracha Vatev HaMeitiv. Now, there is a tricky little piece of Gemara over here. Because the Gemara finishes off the Sugya with a bit of a cryptic question, and it's not altogether clear what's being referred to over here. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Leheichon hu chayzer. Where does he go back to? Where does who go back to? What are we talking about? So one second, look at the Gemara. Rav Zvid Mishmeida Abaya, Rav Zvid in the name of Abaya, Omar Chayzel Roish, you go back to the beginning. V'Rabon Al Omri L'mokim Shaposak, you get back to the place that you stopped. V'Ilchasa L'mokim Shaposak, and the halacha is indeed that you go back to the place that you stopped. Now, what on earth is a discussion? Who stopped? Who's going back? What's going on? Very, very vague. So look at Rashi. Leichon uchayzer, mi shenitztaref lezimun. Somebody has joined the zimun. V'omron le'el, and we said before Ali, but the Rav Sheshes, remember we had a machlekes in the Gemara, that birkas hazimun ad hazon. V'hutzrach ze liyos mafsik achila asoi. And this particular individual needed to interrupt his eating in order to join the Zimun of his two friends. Ad sheyigmor hamavarech birkas hazon. He has to put his sandwiches down until the mavarech finishes the first bracha. Remember, we had a machlekes. Remember the discussion. One opinion says you only need to pause until the end of Rabbi Yisai Nevarech. Rav Sheshes was of the opinion that no, you need to stop until the end of hazon. V'chozar zeh, and this person, Shehifsik L'shnayim, who stopped for the other two, he now went back, v'gomar su'udoso, and completed his su'uda. So, there were three people eating together, two are ready to bench, one is really not ready to bench, but he has to, so he puts his food down, now resumes his su'uda. After he's finished his su'uda, now he's ready to bench. Leheichon hu chayzer. So Rashi learns that is the question of the Gemara. Where does he resume now when he is finally ready to bench? Levare, where does he go back? La'achar sheyigmor sudosoy. After he's finished his suda. The first two have long finished and have packed off. But he has now finally finished his. So when and where does he go back to? Says Rashi. First opinion is Chayzel Roish. He goes back to the beginning. Why? Letchilas Hazon. Remember, Rashi's opinion was in the previous Amud, although Tosis did not like it. But Rashi's opinion was that Hazon is only ever said when there's a Zimun. Yes, everybody remembers this. Tosis did not like that. What do you mean Hazon is only said when there's a Zimun? Are you trying to tell me that when there's no Zimun, there's no Zon? The Brach of Hazon is Deiraisa. How could it be missed out? But that's what Rashi held. Rashi holds that Birkas Hazon is only ever said when there's a Zimun. So here comes now the $64 million question. Reuben and Shimon have already benched Bezimun. Levi is now benching by himself. Does he still have to say Hazon? Do we say that he was once upon a time part of a Zimun? And he was mechuyev to say Hazon, therefore, even though he's now benching by himself, he's still got to say Hazon, or no? Maybe he will not say Hazon because he's not benching as a threesome. That is a discussion. Says Rashi, Chayzel Roish, Letchilas Hazon. Why? Sha'arei Nischayev Bezimon. Because he was initially obligated in Zimon. Shebetchila, because at least in the beginning, Hukva. Begimel, they established a threesome. It's true, that threesome has now disbanded because two have benched and gone away. but the Zimun was established. When the Zimun was established, he had a Chiev to say Hazon. That Chiev remains with him. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two, that no, only Lemokim Shepasak, to the place that he interrupted, i.e. Lebirkas Haaretz. Why? Keshar Yochid, like any other Yochid. So we have two opinions now. How do we view this individual? Do we indeed view him as an individual, which therefore, according to Rashi, means that he only begins from Birkas Haaretz, Noyde Lecho? Or do we say that, no, it's true he's an individual now, but initially he was part of a threesome and he was mochiv to say Azon, so he's still got to say it.
Now, Shemaya Ka'ona for him. He heard it as part of the Zeman. Why does he have to go back and say it again?
So we'll see. What does it? The problem is because he ate more. Because he ate more. Now, we'll have to see because Tosfos on Amud Aleph disagreed with Rashi. Tosfos says, remember Tosfos was very, very upset with Rashi. There's no such thing in the world as missing out Hazon. Well, if that's true, then Tosfos is going to have to learn this Gemara differently. It can't be, according to Tosfos, that the discussion is, does he have to say Hazon or does he not have to say Hazon? According to Rashi, it's very good. That is exactly the discussion. It's a beautiful question. Do we consider him as an individual or as an original part of a threesome? But that can't be the shaila according to Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, you always have to say Hazon. And that is going to be the subject of the second Tosfos on this Omud, which for Ezra Hashem, we will learn next time. Menachem, do you want to say something quickly before we clock out?
Yeah. How can he even be considered to not have to say it again? If he only had one bite of food, he's not Vesavata, so he's not technically Mechuyev to bench at that point.
Maybe he's had a whole bunch of food. Okay, we'll see. We'll see in Tosfos how much food he ate afterwards, if that's going to be a factor. But have a look at that second Tosfos, which we'll learn next time in this session.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.